Welcome to everybody. This is a Friday night Inner Space event talk, and today we're zooming in with Barcelona. Our speaker Marta is joining us from Barcelona, and she's going to be speaking on dealing with people's negativity. Marta has worked in international trade, human resources, and as a translator, hence her English being so amazing. And we're very lucky for that. Right now, she's also part of the team of people, and it's a core group of people who run the meditation centers in Barcelona. Not Barcelona, in Spain. Mm-hmm. But Marta herself is based in Barcelona. And we're visiting her at her new meditation center, which is partly still under construction. But we've managed to catch hold of Marta between South America or Americas and Britain. We got lucky. We managed to get hold of Marta. So Marta, I'm going to hand over to you and I will be back for the questions and answers. So anybody who would like to, please do send your questions and answers through on the question and answer link, and I will be putting them to Marta. Thank you.
Thank you, Arti, for the invitation, and I'm happy to share with all of you about this topic, about how to deal with negativity. And I think that every one of us, we have to deal with people that perhaps we would not choose to share or to work with or to live with, but we are there and we have to deal with those people. And I'm sure that at least I would like to escape from some situations in which negativity is very much present, but it's not always something possible that we can do. And also I don't feel happy when I've done it. So how to deal with people who are negative, or in also, you know, there are some places where you don't feel like at home, you know, so there are something that you can even realize that is there. And when there are some people who are negative, it's as if the walls would be filled with that negativity. And then what happened? You reach to somewhere and even no one has said anything yet, but it's as if there is that vibration that you can even cut with a knife. I don't know if there is this expression in English, but here we say it like that. When the atmosphere, the vibration is like not at ease. But who is creating that atmosphere? We are all responsible for the atmosphere that we are creating around. So in the same way that I can catch someone's behavior or even feelings or emotions without even speaking, others can also catch whatever I'm sensing inside. So I've prepared a list of things that we can do to keep ourselves positive. Because yes, the surroundings can be quite negative, and now the situation is such everywhere, a situation that we never could think of it, that the world would be in a pause. We never could imagine that this would happen, but it's happening, and we are seeing this everywhere, and this type of lectures are happening in any country. Our family meetings are happening through Zoom, can you imagine? Before we could just move and travel, now who knows when we could do that easily at least. So I have different choices. I have the choice of thinking, oh, this is awful. How can I just not visit my family and create these thoughts in me and these emotions in me? Or I can, okay, let's find another way. Of course I want to meet my family. Let's find another way like this, for example. Because the other day, just 1 week ago, I was talking with someone and she was saying, oh, so sad, everything is so sad. Who knows when we will be able to go back to normal if we can, like that, you know, this type of speech. And And she was just talking, she was like creating and filling the space with that negativity. So am I so vulnerable, so sensitive that I am affected by someone's thoughts or words? Or do I have the strength inside that no matter what, I don't want, and this is my decision, I don't want to be under that type of, or affected by the negativity of another one. And it's my decision. The day I realized that it depends on me and only on me, it was like if I was free. I was free to be me and to be happy and to be positive in different types of surroundings. And it's quite easy to say that this is the responsible one for my sadness, or that is the situation in the country is the responsible one so that I can feel so bad, or this or that. You know, we are always trying to find who is the guilty one to point out, so that at least I feel okay, because all the responsibility I give it, I hand over it over to another one. But is it like that? Because whenever I'm pointing someone, I have, you know, how many fingers pointing at me. It's my responsibility. It's not that I am the guilty one. I'm not saying because of this, but I'm saying out of responsibility. I am the responsible for how I am feeling. So if there are people who are negative at my workplace, in my family, or in the wider situation in the country, what things can I do so that I don't reduce the level of my happiness because of someone's negativity? So one of the things that I always like doing is just do some things that you like. If you like reading, if you like going to the beach, if you like, for example, I just was now sharing how I like just to sit in front of the sea here in Barcelona and read. This is one of the things that if I have the time to do, then I just go. But we have to do things that we are happy with and that make us happy. So this is so important to have the time and the space to do things that connect with our positivity. One thing that is quite important, and this could just be one lecture or one course even, is to avoid toxic relationships, you know? These toxic relationships, those relationships that perhaps sometimes we think that it's important to be with someone, but I don't realize how I become trapped into an emotional dependency. And this is quite an issue. And then I am not happy, the other one is not happy, I just want to be free, I just want to remove that, but I have to realize what type of relationships that I have are toxic for me. Even I may think it's out of love. Perhaps, I'm not saying not, but is that healthy or is that toxic? And it's so important to realize that my way of behaving with others can just transform myself completely. And we see this, we see the influence of the company, how someone with good company can become better, and with someone with bad company, with that toxic relationships, can spoil someone's personality. So important it is. And yes, there are some people that I can select, and some people that perhaps you say, but if that toxic person is at home, what can I do? So yes, we will see some of the things that we can do to strengthen ourselves so that even if that negativity is there, I don't have to accept that negativity. I think that sometimes, you know, we become like vacuum cleaners. You know what I mean? That we are catching whatever is there. If someone has good vibes, then I take that. If someone is having negative vibes, I'm also taking that. How good would it be if I could select what type of vibrations I want to for me and what type of vibrations I really don't want to? And to have that mental clarity to acknowledge, to recognize that this is not good. This is, and I think that we all have that clarity at some moment that says, there is something here that I shouldn't do, or there is something here that should be different, or perhaps I shouldn't go to that place. You know, there are certain things that we can acknowledge by our own self, we can really realize. Or to be open also to our friends. Sometimes friends tell us some information that we may hear, or we may just ignore, but they are giving signals that perhaps that company may not be the right one. And you know also what happens, that we consume so much, so many information, different type of inputs on different social media or the TV. And for example, I watch a movie which has a lot of negativity, a lot of violence, and then I find myself saying, I don't want negativity. Okay, so if I don't want negativity, why I am watching that particular movie? How selective I am to see, okay, this I want to watch, this, what, is there something good in there, something to learn in there that will be good for me? So it's important to have this, to select what is good and what is not good. Because it's not only the relationships that we may think about negativity or positivity in terms of relationships, but it's also all the information we consume. For example, I tell you my experience in this. I like to know what's happening in the world. So I watch the news, or I just read the newspaper online, and I go through whatever is of my interest. But if I've done this today in the morning, do I need to do that more often during the day? Because normally the news will be the same ones, the ones I already read. So what type of information I want to allow to enter into my mind? So all this will help me thinking positive. And there is always something positive to learn, to think. But if I say, no, everything is negative, and let me tell you something which I found really useful, even in my words. One thing is to think positively, that's one thing. But then how do I speak? If I can say something in a positive way, why should I say it in a negative way? For example, I may say, I don't like this type of situation because it makes me sad. Okay, I can say, I will find another type of situation because I want to be happy. Or how can I express the same thing in a positive way or in a negative way? You know, this always is quite typical. This is my glass of water. It's just half, right? It's half empty or it's half full. We say this example so many times, but then do I say the door is half open or do I say the door is half closed? It may be the same thing, but inside myself, I feel much better seeing the glass half full, because just this seeing it in a full, I am more connected with what I really am, which is I like enthusiasm, I like to have hope, because whenever I am negative, under a negative influence or my own negative thoughts, then what happens? That I lose hope. When I lose hope, I lose everything, because then I don't have a motivation to just to get up. why to get up if everything becomes negative. But let's see, how would it be if I can just have a positive thought when I get up? Do you know what I did for a while before going to bed? I would write something very nice and like put it there next to my slippers. This is true. I've done it so many times. So whenever I just get up, I have that piece of paper to read. And just little games like this, or to have signs, positive signs on the fridge, or, you know, different places where I can stick something good and positive. That's not only for me, that's for everyone that reads that. If someone comes at home and find a negative information about something, whatever, or let me put just there a book with some of good, some positive sentences. There are so many positive things to read. Why to consume negative things? And also, one of the things that for me, I think it's quite useful, it's how can I learn to forgive? When I have the intention to forgive whatever has happened, I am in that position that I want to forgive that person. Automatically, this changes my negative mood. And perhaps it's a surprise for the other one if I just say, okay, I forgive you. But this helps the other one. But let me tell you that when I forgive, I think that the most benefited person is myself. Because I think, don't you think that there is a common thing in everyone that spreads negativity in their lives? There is a lack of love. In this lack of love, when I am not loved and I don't see love anywhere and I don't see that people love me, I tend to express myself in a negative way. Think about it. Whenever, even myself, and everyone can just reflect on themselves, what is it? What has happened beforehand, prior to have that sequence of negative thoughts? But if I want to practice to think positive and to allow everyone to think in a positive manner, then just let's share love. You know, all this, all you need is love. It's so true. And it's useful for everything. When there is a lack of something, then I need to feel that in another way. So if there is a lack of love, then everything, it seems quite negative. So, and also another tip that perhaps you can use is, what can I do for another one? There are so many books that people also that talk about these things that give importance to help others. When you do something for another one, this giving out of yourself your time, quality time to help another one, and it does not have to be for a long period of time, but just doing something for another one, then what happens? That you connect with the goodness inside, with the positive side of yourself. And this, it's so good, not only for you, but you want to share this for another one. When you give, you receive. Don't you realize this? I'm sure that everyone has had this experience, right? That even, you know, even to give what I don't have, for example, inside, I may say, okay, today I don't feel that I have hope. But I see another one which is really in a bad condition, and I say some things to help that one to have hope. What happens? That just hearing myself, I also develop hope myself. So giving what at that moment I may not have, I may not feel, that would help me to realize that yes, it's true, that when I do something, I gain so much. So the motivation is not to gain for myself. This would be quite selfish. But yes, genuinely, to do something for another one, to cook for another one, to just be there for another one. So this is very good. I just had the experience, a very close friend of mine, he developed COVID in the hospital, in intensive care for 10 days. Still, he's in hospital now. And some of our friends, every day we would send him little sentence because he was in a quite a weak condition. So, but at least something. And this has helped him so much, receiving positive sentences from different people, knowing he knew that he didn't have to answer everything because we knew his condition. And so we said, okay, please feel free not to answer, but we just want to send you these positive messages every day. Please allow us to do that, but please you don't answer, no need to answer. And after 10 days of being in intensive care, he sent me a message saying, you know what? I could feel that your positive energy has helped me to be in hospital, but not in intensive care. And I know, and he himself is a doctor. He is a doctor, and he got the illness because of having so many patients in that particular area of Catalonia, quite close to Barcelona. So this is a practical proof that to have this positive energy for someone, this helps. Because I always think that thoughts have strength, have energy. Do you think like that? Every thought, a negative thought, a positive thought, is full of energy. So what type of energy do I want for myself? What type of energy I want for another one? And I also want to talk a particular topic, which is how to protect myself. Because yes, it's good to say, okay, think positively, just love everyone like this, it's okay. But there are certain moments in which you have to protect yourself. And how to protect yourself and at the same time to be available for another one. You know, it seems sometimes quite difficult to do this, but it's not difficult, but it's something that we need to pay attention to. What I want to say is that, okay, so let's imagine that I create a surrounding of positivity. Even you can imagine a color, if it's easier for you to imagine like that. But, okay, I know that I'm going to attend a meeting today, that there will be someone or a group of people that may not be that happy. Okay, sound this familiar to everyone? So I know that today I will meet someone that I would perhaps just avoid seeing, but I have to see and I have to meet. So it's not that I'm projecting that, okay, today those people will be there and will be negative. I'm not projecting in that way. I don't know how it will go, but I know that there may be the situation in which something happens, okay? So I will prepare myself. So what can I do? Before leaving my home, I will sit. I always think that important things have to be done sitting. If I have something important to say, don't say that going somewhere just in a rush. If it's something important, just sit. So this is important for myself, but I will sit. And I will talk to myself, okay, so especially today, I will fill myself with all the positive energy that I already have, because originally there is that positivity inside. So I will have that conversation with myself. And I am okay, I am strong, and I connect with my happiness, with my love, because there is love inside me. You know, talk to yourself, whatever you want, but say positive things to you and you will feel okay. And breathe in and breathe out, taking your time, preparing yourself for that important meeting you are having. Okay, so now you go. But before going, just visualize that place. Maybe your dining room at home, maybe your office work, whatever, that place in which that meeting will happen. So just visualize that place and surround that place with positive energy. Like say positive things to everyone, you know? Yes, I remember you. I remember when we went there and we had such a good time together. Or just say something nice to someone else, you know? Say something from your, it's some, just thinking, but it's not only the thoughts, it's the thoughts and the feelings. I like to connect both things. I may think I am positive, but I am not. My feelings are different. No, no, I want to reach to that level where my thoughts and my feelings are connected. Only this then will create an atmosphere of positivity. It's not only on the level of thoughts, it's on the level of my inner being. So you say very nice things to that group of people, and then you go. And then, okay, you go, but you don't go scared because, oh, this is what happened the other day. No, no, no. Just go there, but with these feelings. And if possible, don't have any other input. Like, it's so easy just to sit on the bus and just keep watching, you know, social media or sending messages, okay. But if something important is going to happen, just forget about those things and just be with you. And then you reach to that place and just greet everyone and meet everyone and just see what happens. And you will be surprised of the benefits of doing this. And next time you will also want to do that. Try. Perhaps something still happens, but perhaps in the past you remember that it was even with harder energy. You know what I mean? So just try. All these things we have to try and to experiment. It's like we are in a laboratory, so we have to experiment and to see how does this work. And then you learn from yourself. And then another time, you also would like to practice something like this. What are you doing with this? You are having that protection. You are protecting yourself. Because it's so important to acknowledge that whatever I am thinking has an influence on my body completely. Whatever, if I'm thinking that, and I like to visualize myself, you know, if I am worried by something, something has happened and I worry, or I become anxious, or perhaps not unhappy, I'm not a sad person at all, but sometimes, you know, you lose that contentment. So at that moment, I say to myself, and even I talk to my body, I say, oh, I'm sorry myself, you know, today, because it's like everything has a vibration. How can you imagine to talk to yourselves? Because if there is an illness, the cells are stressed. The cells become like, they also have some toxic influence because of my own negativity. Everything gets affected. So how would it be if I could imagine myself being happy? And there are some studies and researches on this, on the effect, and you can Google it. There is this effect on whatever I'm thinking, what I am feeling, or the level of my emotions, and then how this affects my body. And it's so easy to see this, because if I am nervous, my breathing system becomes, it's like this, right? So if I am peaceful, everything becomes peaceful. My lungs will be more happy. So for me, it's like, it's not only the thoughts, it's all the sequence. It's the thoughts, the feelings, but also acknowledging the effect on the body. And then also to see the effect, as I was saying before, on others. How is it for the others? So it's for me, I see this as caring for myself, as loving myself, protecting myself. Perhaps we think that others will protect us, and it's true. We all have people we love that we will protect each other. But also with whom I am 24 hours. Even if I love someone so much, I may not spend with that particular person 24 hours. But yes, I am 24 hours with myself. So better to have a good connection with myself, right? Because if I always think of relationships regarding the others, that's one level, and that's okay. But see that if what type of relationship I'm having with myself, and perhaps just this sentence may be a bit crazy, because it's me, right? But to have like some practical things to do, it's to sit every day for 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. Don't I have 10 minutes to spend with myself at the end of the day, for example, and to see and to observe myself. Okay, if I work, I observe myself, what has happened during the day? Was I affected by something? Was I affected by someone? How was it? Or did I, could I help someone? So this type of conversation with myself, it's really, really helpful. And also it helps us to have this conversation, to spend some time in silence. Look, it was quite shocking for me, but we had a course with young people. And at some moment, it was a full day. And for like, I think it was 1 hour, we spent the time together in silence. Silence means silence, so no music, nothing. And after that, we gathered, and one of the girls there in that particular course came to me crying. And she said it was so tough to be 1 hour doing nothing and listening nothing and just being with myself. And she was crying. And she said to me, look, there is always some type of information that enters through my ear. I always listen to music and I always, you know, and we could say, okay, this is normal. But she couldn't see herself without that. And I opened my eyes. I said, wow, perhaps when I had my first cell phone, and that was quite big, it was only just like 20 years back or even less than that. So I have had lots, so many years without any of those things. But nowadays, and it's so necessary, I would say, so essential, just to spend some time without any input from the outside. And this, what I think it works for me, is to gain strength, to gain security. Security, I mean to feel more balanced. You know, when you feel like that you need always something or someone to be okay. And sometimes it's like this, but it's not always like that. So what can I do to have some moments in silence at the beginning of the day or even after lunch, whatever, whenever it's good for you. And one of the things that we learn doing it is that we learn to respond, but not to react. And I see myself some years back, and I always would like react immediately if something would happen. I couldn't stop, right? Because now sometimes I say to myself, okay, let's breathe 10 times before I say something. But it's not been always like this. So once I saw myself, can I tell you something? When I saw this advertisement for this lecture with those two dots, I saw myself, because once after screaming to someone, I saw myself at that particular moment, immediately after that, like a dog in that reaction. And that's not very pleasant when you see yourself like that, you know? So how to change from reaction to negativity, and we may even say, oh, but this is what has happened. How can I not react? But how to go from the reaction to the response? I can respond. It's not that I'm not going to say anything. I can respond, but in a good manner. And I think that I will be more listened if I answer rather than respond. Because then what happens? Someone has said something, okay, and I react. What the other one will say will react even more, and myself even more, like that. No, and that what would happen. But let's just see and observe from a distance. And from there, see, okay, this is happening. I'm not avoiding it. I'm not saying it's not happening. It's happening. Okay, so let me breathe peacefully, as peaceful as I can. And then let me express myself. Look, but also there is a way I've learned in communication skills that there is, here we say, message. I can express myself in message I or message you. This means, for example, when I say, and screaming or in a quite a negative way, what I am sad because you did this to me. You know, this is message you. I am sad because you did this to me. How can I, instead of reaction, how can I respond? The situation is the same one. It's the same one, but how can I say that in a positive way? So this would be, okay, now I feel sad because when you said that, this is what I felt. So no one can judge what I felt because it is what I felt, right? So I'm not accusing the other one. I'm just expressing how I felt. So do you see the difference? And then it's important to express, but in a good way. So, and this, the more benefit one is, again, myself. And then the other one would say, okay, this is what I said, and, the other, and look how she's reacting, you know? Oh, yeah, how she's responding, sorry. So it's all something to learn, and we keep learning and learning, and I think that it's this attitude of wanting to learn, it has to be there forever. Because the same situation, we can see it from that angle, from that angle, from that angle. And for me, meditation has helped me to have that attitude of looking from a distance, like going from reaction to responding, and acknowledge which are the negative thoughts I have and the effect of those negative thoughts, and what can be the journey toward not only positive, that's okay to have positive thoughts, but even benevolent thoughts. And here I would include the thoughts which are filled with love. Because as I was saying before, this is what is lacking nowadays. I will tell you something. Some years back when I would speak in places like this, I always thought that peace was what was missing. And it's true that peace is missing. But I think that when someone feels loved or is loved, peace is there. So let's just connect with the love inside and let others also experience that. And at this moment in time, it's so essential, so crucial that we all connect from positivity to keep giving to the world. Now more than ever, negativity is not the way. Let's go to the other side and let's see everything from another angle. And we will be happy, but we will also do something so that the world also becomes happier. When you are happier, it's not that you are more happy, it's that the world around you is also more happy. So I would like to share some moments of silence with you. Is that okay? Is that okay with the time?
Hi, yes, we're doing really good on time. Thank you.
Okay. So now what I would like to do is just to spend some moments with you and I will give you some thoughts to think, but not only to think, but to feel. Let's do this shift just from thinking to feeling. Let's connect the thought, the thought and the feeling to create an experience together. Is that okay? So sit comfortably. You may want to close your eyes, or you may want to leave your eyes open. Feel free and comfortable and enjoy these moments. These are some moments just to be with you. And leave aside whatever has happened today. And just be present, in the present. And just this is so important. Just to feel now, this moment, enjoying your own company. And also, I invite you to say to you nice things about you. Right? It's so good to say that, yes, I am peaceful. I can feel the peace inside. And inside, there is this energy of love. And I connect with the energy of love. And I feel hope and enthusiasm and contentment. Let this energy from within express outside. And if you observe yourself, you will see how there is a smile on your face. Just keep enjoying this moment, knowing that what you are is what you are expressing outside. The energy you are is the energy you are sharing with everyone. Even if you are alone at home, perhaps you are alone, but the energy that you are experiencing now is spreading in the house. So it's so important to have moments like this, just to realize that the vibrations are there and will be there for whomever comes afterwards. And now, yes, I close my eyes. And I see how the quantity of thoughts has reduced. There are less thoughts, positive thoughts, peaceful thoughts. So the mind is peaceful, and my heart is also peaceful. In this way, I can reach to this level where I balance my mind, my head, and my heart, my feelings. And how good it is just to spend some moments like this. And now, breathe in deeply and breathe out, and you open your eyes. You may want to move a bit. And just keep being present. Just this is so relaxing. Right? And now let me ask you something. Now, if someone tells you something, would you be able to react? I don't think so. This is why when we go inside, then it's easier to have more calm and peace. And that is what we are spreading. So thank you for also sharing your vibrations, peaceful and positive vibrations. When we connect like this, when we there is a group of people like meditating together, even we are not seeing each other, but we are together anyway, we can feel also the power of the group. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Martha. There's a couple of questions that have come in. I'm sure more will be coming in shortly now that the meditation's over. But let me start with the first one. I'm always challenged by people with toxic tendencies. I can usually hold my anger in and respect them with a kind heart. But I recently blew up with a relative. I got emotional and told him to stop being so negative and start talking positive to everyone. I also told him that I don't trust him anymore because he criticizes me a lot, directly and behind my back, and has influenced others to turn away from me. I'm finding it hard to let go of the anger.
It's true. It's true that this type of situations, which are not true, it's like it comes just from within, right? This sense of it's not true. How can she, can he express about, say things about me like that to anyone? And then what others will think about me? All this goes there. But, and yes, it's true that these things happen. And I think that to suppress, it's not good either. So I think that what you did, trying to talk to that person in that manner, it was very good, because we have to express ourselves, not in the same way that we don't like. If I don't like that way of expressing, how can I express myself in the same way? But yes, it's really good that you expressed yourself. But then, what I could say here, because whenever I've been in situations like that too, that if I am okay with myself, okay, whatever has been spread around, which is not true, but I know what it is true, and I will stand for what it's true. And I will feel okay with me, because whatever is being said, it's not how it was. You know, I know it's not an easy situation, but just to, in the, I think that it's important to have this connection with yourself and feel okay with yourself. And then, I don't know how do you feel all the others, but I've seen that sometimes, and let me tell you something just very briefly, something happened to me when I was very young. Someone was not accepting me because of something they said. It took me 20 years, I counted, 20 years I had that person in front of me. And she came to me saying, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that, well, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, 20 years? And I mean, it's not that it has to take so long, but whatever is true, there is nothing that can hide that whatever is true, I think. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, so the next question. How would you define a toxic relationship? If it is toxic, do you need to communicate to each other in order to fix it, or just leave because it's so negative and toxic?
For me, what is toxic is I'm seeing it as there is some type of dependency. Dependency, you say? Like when you don't know why, but you become trapped and you cannot be yourself. When you lose freedom, for me, that's the sign. When there is no freedom in a relationship, there is something which is not right. And then, yes, you can try and express yourself and see how that situation can be different. But then if after a period of time you see that that person doesn't want to change, perhaps it's your turn to change and to do something. It's not that knowing that someone is toxic and it's quite close to me or it's at home, then it's not that I have to, okay, be there. I can be there, but at some point, perhaps I have to take some decisions for my own safety and for my own health.
Thank you. All right. Next question. When you forgive someone, you were talking about forgiveness. So when you forgive someone, should you tell them that you forgive them? I worry that if I don't tell them that I forgive them and why, then they don't know they've done something wrong, and as such might repeat hurtful behavior.
Yes, it's a very good question too. I think that it's so difficult to generalize, right? But for me, the crucial thing here is my attitude, forgiving. Then if you think that the other one also needs to know, then just tell them that this is what happened, but I've worked on myself and really I forgive you for what you did, whatever. If you think that you have to say, just say it. Why not? But then if there is this feeling that perhaps there is another situation in which they will also tell, you know, there is not that cleanliness, I think. When you forgive, you forgive. It's not that you are just open so that the other one can do whatever did before. No, because what I also was sharing about protecting yourself, and if you've learned something, this process of learning also is a way to become stronger inside. And so then next time you will see beforehand, or you will be able to see how I want to relate to this or not, or emotionally, I don't want to remember this, of I don't want to be the vacuum cleaner again. I don't want to take that negativity again as it what happened before. But yes, if you think that you have to tell, just tell. And then and see how do you feel. I think this is important. Okay, I forgive on someone. Okay, and then how do I feel about it? Right? It may take some time. It's not always as easy as I may think it is. You know, for example, one situation that was quite hard to me years back, it took me some years. But then, when now I look back, do you know what the feeling I have, Matt? Now, if I look back to that particular situation, the only thing I can say is thank you. And it may be crazy to say this, but that situation made me grow so much that if that situation did not happen, I don't think I could have grown so much. You know what I mean? So I'm sure that every situation is different for every person.
Wow, thank you. The next question. I have a friend who, when they appear in my life, always bring negative and bad news, or mostly bring negative and bad news. I don't feel comfortable with this habit, but I don't know how to ask them to stop as it creates negativity in me.
I'm laughing because sometimes I'm quite direct. I don't say I react. But, you know, because this week something happened and someone was just talking and talking and talking. And I know that this has happened and this person has this tendency of just keep gossiping and gossiping. And at some point, because there is this closeness, I could say, I said, please could just stop. I'm not interested. And I said it. I couldn't see myself doing it some years back. But now, I just don't want to accept more rubbish. And another time, I will not say anything. Because, okay, this person just needs to express. You know, sometimes it's also good to allow someone to express themselves. And then, okay, I listen. But then it depends on me if I take that in or not. But if it's someone that always and always and always just say, okay, do you have, what have you done today? Or let's find something that, you know, just not cutting like that, but just let's find another way to move from that negativity. So you have to see what can you do to stop. Because I also, I've observed that when I listen, then that person will always come to me because I listen. I am there to listen. Yeah, and then I become with, I have headache. You know what I mean? But then I see that others that doesn't listen, they don't go to them. Then, well, do I want to be a dustbin?
Wow, what an image. Okay. Cleaners and dustbins. Okay, we don't need to be either of those. All right. Next question. Do you have any specific advice for dealing with people who leave negative comments on your social media?
I don't have that experience because I am not that involved in social media, sorry. But yes, I know that, well, I think that one needs to see to what extent one wants to be exposed. But again, as the previous question, do I want to be involved in that? Others may say that, but at the end of the day, others will know you for who you are, for what you say, what you don't say, what you do, what you don't do. By yourself, they will know you. And well, do you think that people really believe what it's published? Nowadays, with so many fake news and all that. But yes, it's not nice when someone is sharing so widely things about you. But don't play that game. Okay, that one said that to me, let me say that. No, no, don't play that game. Let the other do whatever they want to do, but just say what you have to say.
Marta, thank you very, very much for joining us. We're going to have to come back and get you back again in a few months to share some more insights because they were so practical and easily accessible. And I love the idea that I have to remind myself not to be a Hoover, a vacuum cleaner, and not to be a dustbin.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to you and thank you, everyone.